From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces have seized full control of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij near the Turkish border. SDF said its forces were sweeping the city to make sure all Islamic State militants had fled. The U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages, whom ISIS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the Islamic State militants. The foreign ministers of Turkey and Iran have pledged greater cooperation on resolving the Syria crisis despite their differences on the issue. A chief international advisor to Turkey's president says despite differences with Tehran, Turkey is taking a pragmatic approach.
We don't have serious problems between Iran and Turkey. We have various cooperative areas in the region. We only have different foreign policy approaches in the region. That's why from time to time we stand in the different sides. But these are not serious problems will affect Turkish-Iranian relations.
During the foreign ministers' meeting in Ankara, they also agreed to deepen economic cooperation, particularly in the field of energy. The United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. South Sudan's government has said it would accept the new troops, but has voiced opposition to the troops being under UN command. The troops will be sent to South Sudan's capital, Juba, hard hit by heavy fighting in the last month in which hundreds of people died. And Pakistani officials say the crew members of a Pakistani helicopter that crash-landed in Afghanistan early this month have been released by their captors and the crew has returned home safely Saturday. This is VOA News. Ukrainian troops are on high alert as tensions rise with Russia. Kiev has accused Moscow of increasing its troop presence on the Crimean Peninsula, annexed by Russia 2 years ago. Moscow is accusing Kiev of an incursion into Crimea. Carolyn Presutti reports from the VOA Center.
The Ukrainian military is on high alert, fearful of another conflict with Russia. Moscow shut off three crossings at the Crimea-Ukraine border last week. Kiev accuses Russia of massive troop buildups in the Donbas region and along the border shared by the two countries. Philip Carber of the Potomac Foundation says the moves have clear invasion potential.
They're reorganizing the 20th Army that'll control those, and then they've created this new First Guards Tank Army. So since the end of the Cold War, the Russians haven't had any tank army. Well, they're back.
But Russia accuses Ukraine of provocations by planning raids in Crimea. Experts say the West needs to provide a united front to help defuse the tension. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.
Superstar American swimmer Katie Ledecky smashed the world record in the women's 800-meter freestyle event at the Rio Summer Olympic Games, while fellow American Michael Phelps was upset by a swimmer from Singapore in the men's 100-meter butterfly. The Singapore Swimming Association official is hoping Joseph Schooling's victory extends beyond the pool.
The Singapore swimming will hopefully be inspired by this. It's not just an inspiration, it's a belief. It's a belief that you can excel. It's a belief that you can, you know, put your mind to doing something regardless what you do, swimming or otherwise. And I think we hope to recruit more swimmers, we hope to get more clubs, and of course our national training center.
Meantime, on Saturday, Usain Bolt of Jamaica appears for the first heat in the 100-meter sprint as the two-time defending champion. The finals take place on Sunday. The southern U.S. state of Louisiana is under a state of emergency Saturday following torrential rains that have caused deadly flooding. Southern Mississippi and Alabama are also experiencing the heavy downpours. A large portion of the region is under a flood watch warning through Sunday. The fast-rising waters have pushed cars and at least one 18-wheeler truck off highways and prompted many people to evacuate their homes. Rescue crews are looking for stranded residents. And the UN Committee Against Torture warns acts of violence and incitement to hatred against the ethnic Tutsi minority in Burundi could develop into genocide. Deadly protests broke out in the capital, Bujumbura, in April following President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.